Voters in France have been casting ballots in the final round of parliamentary elections that could clinch President Emmanuel Macron's hold on power. But as Stephen Boss reports, today's vote was overshadowed by a low voter turnout and widespread disillusionment in politics.
573, Monsieur Macron, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Macron, who last month became the youngest president in France's history, appeared confident as he cast his ballot in a polling station crowded with reporters and other onlookers. Outside, curious crowds gathered in this northern seaside town of Le Tourcoing, where the 39-year-old Macron voted Sunday in the second round of elections for the 577-seat National Assembly. French voters were expected to hand his year-old Republic on the Move party an overwhelming majority. Polls suggested that his party could even win up to 80%, more than 400 seats, in the lower house of parliament. Commentators have warned that such an outcome would send shockwaves through the more established political order, with their unity and even their survival at stake. The conservative Republicans were likely to form the bulk of the opposition, but the socialists faced a humiliating defeat. The far-right National Front of former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen was also expected to have only a minor presence in parliament, despite their strong showing in the presidential contest. Yet there were indications that far less than half of France's 47.5 million voters bothered to cast their ballots. Analysts linked the record low turnout to voter fatigue after 7 months of rollercoaster campaigning and voting. France has also seen widespread disillusionment and anger with politics that could eventually complicate Macron's reform efforts. Rivals of President Macron's dominant new party tried to urge more voters to cast ballots, but that was not expected to prevent him and his allies from having a crushing parliamentary majority. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.